right. How are you?
I am well. How are you doing?
Real good.
Well, good, man. Good to talk to you. I know you're going to be in town in the area, and a lot of people love Ram's Head on Stage. Are you familiar with the venue here?
Yeah, I played it last year.
Oh, cool, cool.
It's
you know,
great. Always look forward to coming back. The food is really good.
Yeah, it sure is.
Most important reason for going to the Ram's Head.
Yes. There are a couple tickets left if you want to go see one of the founding members of the Beach Boys and somebody that's, you know, been in music forever and ever. Hey, Al, your contributions to music are unmatched. I mean, except for your other guys in the band.
they're great. Yeah,
it's great.
Brian's my hero.
Yeah, man. And you were just out with Brian, weren't you?
I was, and I still, and I will be in about on August 6th.
Oh, wow.
Going out for about, 5 or 6 days, a little run up in the Midwest.
Something happened, and it was going to be June 12th here, and he wasn't able to do it, and I had some tickets for that, so I was hoping he would be able to perform again. That's good news.
Oh, he really is. Yeah, he's a trooper. Yeah, he's tough. You know, we play football together, you know. So you can't keep a good man down.
No. Oh, no. Concussions didn't rattle him all that much, man. He wrote some legendary, some timeless, maybe some of the best music ever. You know, and Pet Sounds.
It's classic. It's timeless. I'm still trying to figure out how he puts it all together.
Mm-hmm.
He won't reveal the secrets, so I'll just have to go along with him.
Well, Al, you were in there, man, the whole time, and you sang on Pet Sounds, too, so.
Well, God, yeah. He drove us to the limit with that one. He, mm-hmm. and that and Smile. Yeah, we were, that was quite a challenge, but, you know, we pulled it off.
Yeah, somebody was telling me, Bruce, I think, was telling me, because I did a bunch of things with Mike and Bruce last year, charity things, mm-hmm. that he took the album, actually, and went to England and played it for people like Keith Moon and John Lennon. Is that what happened?
That's right. Well, it did happen, yeah, mm-hmm. and it took off in England. I mean, they were ready for it over there, I'll put it that way. They're primed. Pump was primed, thanks to Bruce.
Yeah. Well, good, yeah. And yeah, he's still doing it. And yeah, Bruce is so casual. He's like, "Yeah, I wrote a song called 'I Write the Songs.'" I'm like,
"Yeah,
wait, hold on."
You know, I just sat down one day and just. I'm sure he worked very hard on it, like he did on Disney Girls. That was a big Beach Boy production. Well, had our share of writing some songs. I wrote a few, and I'm going to be performing them at the Ram's Head.
You had some people on your album, your 2010 album, that a lot of people recognized immediately. First of all, you had most of Crosby, Stills, Nash. And Young, except for Nash, Glenn Campbell, who was in the Wrecking Crew, he was a session musician, but people might not know that he was a badass session guy. And then you had Flea, you know?
Yeah, it was amazing. They were my Beach Boy voices.
Mm-hmm.
Because Steve said, we all wanted to be the Beach Boys. Said everybody wanted to be the Beach Boys. Maybe that was it. But he was very humble about it and wrote some pretty darn good songs himself. But I don't think anybody sang quite like the Beach Boys. We had a beautiful, beautiful harmony, you know, and the way it, all the stuff came together so nicely, you know, it was kind of a match made in heaven, really. The Wilson brothers and myself and Mike, we all had a particular blend. But when I do them at the Ram's Head coming up, we do a trio version of those harmonies, and we compact them into one little, you know what I mean?
Like nice.
All the necessary parts that are really important, and it sounds just like the band. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
I was amazed at how those intricate harmonies could be boiled down to their essential form, you know, and it sounds amazing. You wouldn't believe how much music comes off the stage.
That's cool, man.
When I'm playing acoustic upright bass for the very first song that we ever recorded, so that's kind of how we promoted from the very first song.
Wow.
So we do surfing, then we go to the car era, and then we go to the psychedelic era, and then we go to the folk era with Sloop John B, and we do all kinds of stuff on stage. It takes about an hour and a half to get through it.
Man, that's wild. Man, Al Jardine, you had three Wilsons, a Love, a Johnson, and yourself on Pet Sounds, and then, you know, some other guests and stuff, but you've been in and out of the band for a long time. Mm-hmm. Has there ever been a point where everyone was infighting so much that it wasn't possible?
Not at all, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. No, we all took up the reins. Whoever wasn't there, we just filled in the blanks.
Right.
I'm not going to give it all away because that's part of my show is telling the story.
Ah, good. That's
because,
good.
You know, no, I have, every song has a story, so that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm doing my own thing, and I tell how we made the songs, and then we sing them.
That's
and
beautiful.
Fantastic. I'm I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I think it's going to be great, man. It's going to be on Sunday, July 28th, and get some tickets while they're available because you might not be able to. We're going to pack it up and have a good time down in Annapolis, man. Thank you so much for coming on with us.
Well, you're going to love it when we show up at the Ramshead, that's for sure.
You had the number one record in the world when it was the Beatles and the Stones and people like that out
that
there making brand new music.
Those guys were good. Hey, and Ringo and Paul are going out right now.
I just saw that they got together in Dodger Stadium, man.
Me too. Yeah.
Whoa.
I just saw it last night. It was really nice.
While we're breathing, we're all still in the game. I just tell people that all the time. Don't get down on yourself, because if you're still breathing, man, you're still alive. You're still in the game. Keep playing.
You're still in the game, man. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the good energy.